Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Every creature, every plant, animal, and every human being born on this earth plane, from the perspective of Vedic astrology, is born in one of the nakshatras, in one of the zodiac signs, yes? So from this perspective, we must understand that Vedic astrology provides us a color. These nakshatras, the 27 nakshatras, are the constellations of the moon, as well as the 12 houses of the sun, they provide a platform for the soul energies that come to play from within us. What it provides is basically a personality, a color. We need a personality to play out in the world as something or as someone. Yes? The soul itself is just pure light. It belongs to the Creator. We are all part of the same Creator. The soul itself, by its own light, can shine as a number of combinations of any one of these 27 nakshatras and any one of these 12 constellations or signs of the sun. Yes? So what this earth plane provides us as souls, as embodied beings who come into playing here as different genders, different societies, different race, culture, religion, etc. What it provides us is basically a platform to color our personality in a way that enables us to interact in a certain form, in a certain fashion, in a certain color, in a certain personality type, in a certain propensity, in a certain sense of desire, what we desire to have and experience. Because remember, as we discussed before, the soul just has desire of experience. What does my soul basically desire? It desires an experience or a set of experiences. The soul can desire multiple things all at the same time. It's multidimensional. So multidimensionality lends each and every soul a particular color and a personality. And these nakshatras and these 12 zodiac signs basically are helping us color our personality and our perspective. We have each come here with a certain lens that we sense and use to project into the outer world. We interact with the earth, with all beings and with all human beings based on this color, based on this nature that we have inherited, so to speak, through the zodiac signs and through the 27 nakshatras. So you must understand this as clear and concise. Every guru, every prophet, everybody who has walked upon this earth plane, including all the avatars of Vishnu, everybody has a color of these nakshatras and of these zodiac signs. Because that is the only way to interact. A pure soul energy or a pure life essence itself has no perspective of its own, or in another way you can say it has all the perspectives all at the same time. But in a linear time, in a linear format of time that we are living in, day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, it has to play out in a certain sequence, in a certain way, step by step sequence, right? This plays out in the Vedic astrology charts that we see. It is just a personality color. It is not absolute, but it gives you a form and a function. It gives you a place to start. It is a starting place. It is not the end point, and it is not the be all and the end all of things. It never is. It was never designed to be. The design is beautiful. The design is all of us are needed. The design is one where it says everything created is of the Creator. You are part of the Creator. I am part of the Creator. All of us are friends, family, children, our animals, our plants, our birds. Everyone is part of the same Creator. But we need different personality types to have this little game going on Earth. We have a little game going on, yeah? We play a certain kind of a role. We are all like actors on a stage. These 27 nakshatras and these 12 signs are basically giving that color to our soul. While we are here for a short amount of time. But in this short amount of time, we are here to play out as these personalities. So what can we do, you might ask? If I know this chart, if I know my Vedic astrology birth chart, what am I supposed to do with it next? Well, you're supposed to first understand where you are starting and what your strengths and weaknesses are to play with. These are the tools that you have to play with. If you want to cook a dish, you need to know first what the ingredients are. What ingredients do I have on my plate in my kitchen? I go to my kitchen and dig up all the inventory and I find out what do I have to cook with today. Like any wife of any house knows this. First they go and find out whether do I have all these things to make this dish. So think of these 27 nakshatras and these 12 zodiac signs as the ingredients you have in your chart. Well, what dish you want to cook with it is entirely up to you. This is what I spoke of in the last one. The willpower, your willpower is absolute. What you choose to cook or don't cook anything at all is up to you entirely. Nakshatras and zodiac signs and astrology in general have no role to play in what your willpower does with it. It is just providing you an ingredient. It is providing you a whole set of ingredients. Because the 27 nakshatras in combination with 12 will give you an enormous array of ingredients in which to cook the dish of your life with. You can cook it with any kind of combination, for example. You can cook it Arabic style, you can cook it Indian style, you can cook it American style, you can cook it European style. We are all born in different cultures and different societies with different kinds of color in of themselves. Yes, we are not all born of the same kind of inclination and nature. It is highly complex. You cannot simplify this complexity of humanity. So we are here to cook this dish any way we choose. But first find out what ingredients you have. Your discovery and your participation in Vedic astrology should be limited to finding out what ingredients you have and what kind of dishes you are limited to cooking. Remember, even if you have 20 or 30 different ingredients, there is only so many number of dishes you can cook with it. For example, if I have the dish to make chicken curry, I cannot make some sweet dish out of it. I cannot make a cake out of it. You understand what I'm saying? So I still have a number of varieties of chicken curry to make, for example. but I do not have those kind of ingredients from which to make or bake a cake. This is the kind of approach I need you to use when you're studying your chart. Well, I have all this stuff on my plate. I have all these ingredients. Now let me see what I can make of my life. Now let me see what really are my strengths. What really excites me? What really brings me joy? What should I do next? What am I supposed to do with all these ingredients that I have? How do I cook a dish? Where do I go next? The how to form a dish. All of these 27 nakshatras and 12 zodiac signs are giving me those signs. It's like signs in the heavens. You're getting those signs and those signals from which you want to build and cook your own dish of life and enjoy it. Enjoy it for whose sake? For others' sake as well as your sake. Imagine you are expert at your own dish which you have cooked, and everybody else enjoys your dish and appreciates, wow, this is excellent. Thank you for making this. How did you make this? Show me the recipe, and so on and so forth. And you are also enjoying that appreciation. You are also enjoying that dish. Let your life become this kind of a fruitful work where you are enjoying your own path as well as everybody else is also enjoying your participation with them. Because we are all here to participate with one another, dance and sing with one another, laugh and cry with one another. That's the whole purpose of all this collective coming together. Just wanted to share you that brief soul perspective that I received this morning. Take care, be safe.